soldier. Be a mic to me. Who's too much?
Notorious B.I.G. Biggie Small, born on this day. So we honor him with his music here on this Mark Steiner show, and we are now going to go into a conversation about what happened with Tell Me More and why and NPR and the canceling of that show. Joining us in the studio is E.R. Schiff, who will be staying with us for the rest of the conversation on Brown v. Board right after this. Pulitzer Prize winning journalist and journalist in residence and associate professor of journalism here at Morgan State University. And Dr. Lester Spence, who's part of the barbershop on Tell Me More, Center for Emerging Media Scholar in Residence, associate professor of political science and Africana studies at Johns Hopkins University. And joining us from Paris, France. No, you're not. You were in Paris, France. But you're back here. Welcome, Lester. Good to have you with us too. So let me start with you and get your sense and analysis of what happened here, since you're intimately involved with the show, but also your reaction to what you heard, because it took everybody by was a little shocked when they heard it.
So I got the email. In fact, it was a combination of your producer, Mark Gunnery, and then the person I tape with when I go to the Baltimore Sun. I got it simultaneously. It just killed my day. What basically happened is that Tell Me More and Talk of the Nation were, you know, the simple readings that Tell Me More and the Talk of the Nation, the other show that was canceled, were the victim of budget cuts. NPR is supposed to, although it is, I think, technically a nonprofit, it still has to be, you know, it still has to be, quote unquote, fiscally sound. And they measure their shows by ratings, by the number of NPR affiliates that pick up the show, that carry the show. And Tell Me More had according to that traditional read, wasn't carrying its weight. But the more sophisticated the read I think we should be using, is about whether, on one hand, to what extent should National Public Radio actually be National Public Radio, and I mean that in two ways. One way is that should the public actually be as diverse as the country is, right? I mean, I grew up listening to public radio. Never in a million years did I ever imagine that I would actually be on it, because even though I like public NPR, all the people I heard were white. I didn't hear that many. I heard no non-white voices, none. So that's one. And then the other way to think about the public is just to think about the public interest. That is, should we be using the market as the primary way by which we figure out whether we want to engage in a certain thing? In this case, should we be using the market to figure out whether a show like Tell Me More has value or not? So I'm really sick about it, because, I mean, I wouldn't know you guys if it wasn't for Tell Me More. I wouldn't be on this show if it wasn't for Tell Me More. And then before that, News and Notes. This is also part of a trend where NPR talks a good game about diversity, but consistently doesn't put their money where their mouth is.
And Tavis Smiley and Eric Dyson and other things I could mention as well.
Ship. Yeah.
Yeah, I was disappointed, too, when I heard that news. I'm a veteran contributor to some of the shows you've mentioned before, especially News and Notes. And back then, the concern there, too, was that not enough stations were picking up the show. They were not really interested in something that was aimed at a black audience. Tell Me More didn't actually aim its conversation
right
at black audiences. So it's sad that it's being lumped into that category, that it didn't reach out enough to embrace more of America. I think Tell Me More was a great model for what public radio should have been doing.
So there's two things here. I mean, one is that National Public Radio has always had a history of creating black shows, white shows, Latino shows, as opposed to creating shows that black, whites, and Latinos are equal parts in, that appeal to all of America. That's a part of the problem from the beginning, I think. And B, Tell Me More, I can't say who said this, but folks who were into the marketing end of Tell Me More, selling the show, putting the show on stations, would say that general managers and program directors around the country would not pick up Tell Me More because they saw it as a black show, and the audience didn't want black shows. And so, that's B, part of the problem. I think that C, I think even though they've done this three times over the last 20 years, National Public Radio needs to really do some serious, more than soul searching, has to come up with an understanding of what they are, who they are, and when they come to being America and diversifying their staff and their news and their approach and their thinking and the rest. You know, people like maybe Sean Martin and others can always go out and find experts in every field who are people of color or women, which other shows have a hard time finding for some reason. And I think there's lots here to talk about, which we're going to do in greater depth next week. But I think, you know, Lester, this to me is very troubling. It's a troubling trend at National Public Radio. I knew Talk of the Nation was going out. Everyone knew they were going out. Over the last few years, it was going to be done. Because they weren't switching and changing with the dynamic. Other shows are like The World, and other ones are changing how they present themselves. But I think that this is just, it's a troubling trend, and troubling that they would cancel Tell Me More.
Yeah, I think I mentioned Tell Me More. I actually got my start on News and Notes, so I too participated in both as a commentator. And I think I actually think, although I understand not marking Tell Me More as a black show because it wasn't a black show, it was more of a multicultural show, I actually would argue that we would do well to keep that. That is to think about these shows as black shows. As black shows that deal with black audiences primarily, as in the case of News and Notes, or as black shows that actually deal with American audiences, like Tell Me More, because that functions politically in a certain way to help us understand what's going on and why they got the axe. They didn't get the axe because it was not white. They got the axe because it was black. And I think we should be really aggressive in saying that black people, in here defining broadly, actually need to be heard on National Public Radio. I'll be damned, excuse my language, Barbershop was the first time you'd ever had men, black men, Arab men, Latino men, talking about contemporary issues. I was one of the only non-white male voices ever heard on National Public Radio, and I grew up with it. That's a problem.
That is a problem, and I think that what we want to do is, next week, I've spoken to Farah Judea, who wants to join us next week as well, and we're going to convene another conversation next week about public radio and race and the future and what kind of media we're looking for from public radio and why public radio is becoming more corporate and why we're whittling down public media in America and what all that means. So I look forward to you being part of that conversation, Lester, obviously, and Farai, and we have Ship in the House and others. So I want to thank you for joining us today and look forward to getting you on the air here next week.
All right, man.
Thank you. We're going to take a very brief break, and I will come back here with Ship, who will remain with us, and ER Ship will stay here. We're joined by Adara Ayira, Bob Summerby, and Daniel Denver to talk about Brown v. Board. Stay with us on its 60th anniversary.
His book is always in his hands. Psycho earned his bread and butter being the factory's best shoe cutter. Vanzetti spoke both day and night, told the workers how to fight. Two good men a long time gone. Two good men a long time gone. Two good men a long time gone. Left me here to sing this song. I'll tell you if you ask me about this payroll robbery. Two clerks is killed by the shoe factory on the street in South Braintree. Judge there told his friends around that he had cut the radicals down. Anarchist bastard was the name Judge Thayer called these two good men.